So once the divorce papers are signed and you've put on your boots made for walking, so to speak, the divorce is behind you, right? Well, not quite. A new study indicates that getting divorced has such a profound effect, it can adversely affect your health later in life. We're talking about significantly increased risk for illnesses like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression.
Great.
You thought a divorce was bad enough?
Great.
Linda Wade is co-author of a new study. She's professor of sociology and director of the Center on Aging at the National Opinion Research Center in the University of Chicago. We've got her on the line. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
So your report finds that divorce doesn't end at divorce, can actually make you ill?
Well, yes. It appears that the horrible time that you go through when you're in the midst of the divorce, which everyone knows is emotionally, financially, socially, physically, incredibly stressful, can change the chances that you develop a disease then and carry it through your life.
Well, that's interesting. Let's tease that out. Is it the emotional impact of divorce, literally your heart is breaking, your body is breaking, or is it the economic impact that maybe you're not getting as much health care?
Well, we don't really know what it is. What we know from this study is that it is. So this is really a broad picture looking over many people's lives at the effect of what they did earlier on their health now, specifically at divorce and widowhood and remarriage and how those are associated with their well-being now. And they are, which is a big surprise.
So I'm kind of a mush here, though, Linda. Can I just ask a very personal question? I mean, I'm previously married, previously divorced, but now happily married with a whole raft of kids. Is that good for me? I mean, I was very happy to get out of that first marriage, let me tell you.
Absolutely. The people who are in the worst health are the people who got divorced and stayed divorced. What we're saying here is that that getting divorced increases the risks of some major health problems many years later compared to people who never got divorced. But what our figures really suggest is, for example, on the big diseases, chronic conditions, that compared to people who got married once and stayed married, people who got divorced and remarried, about 1 in 6 of them will develop one of those chronic diseases. So 5 out of the 6 don't show any health effects at all by this measure. So it just increases the chances. It's not a life sentence.
Interesting. So a spouse who's a pain in the neck could become even more of a pain in the neck after you divorce them?
Yes, except I didn't look at pains in the neck.
That's the takeaway. Thank
raise
you.
Raise your blood pressure. Continue to raise your blood pressure.
Thank you, Linda, for joining us. That was Linda Waite, professor in sociology and director of the Center on Aging at the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.